I have a satsang pot that was given on October the 4th of 2009. Actually, it's a question and answer session, just as today's is. And the first question was asked by Tara. Hello, Maitreya Jade, and everyone. Since I asked the question, of course, I do believe that there can be three kinds of laughter, from passion, ignorance, or knowledge. To laugh at something that is not appropriate, or laughing at something that we know is not of the highest, is not right. To laugh at something from knowledge is good. So I am trying to understand the relationship of laughter and reaching pure consciousness. I am thinking if it goes beyond when you are in a very high state of consciousness with God, that everything is funny. Funny in the sense that I am not sure of the word. I do not know what the word would be. But I guess the word would be a joy. I am thinking of joy. And my train answer, very good. Okay, anyone else? Go ahead, Kyosha. Kyosha said, Salome. Just expanding on that, I think that what it comes down to is the purity of what you are laughing at. There are so many things out there that we can laugh at, but when it is pure and the closer it is to God, then I think the more it is from knowledge. The more it is of the world and of man's humor, then the more it is of ignorance or passion. Maitreya said, great truth in that. Anyone else want to try? Do not be shy, it's okay. Go ahead, Shakti. Salome, Maitreya, Jay, and everyone. I hope you can hear me. When I thought of that, the answer to the question, and of course I remember when Maitreya G did say that, and I had often wondered about it but never asked more. When I think of laughter being that state of pure consciousness, when we are in such a state of ecstasy through the laughter, we are not thinking of anything. All we are doing is feeling that joy and that laughter at that moment. Maybe that might be what the feeling of pure consciousness at that moment would be. Just that laughter. Of course, laughter in the right way, in the godly way, where you are just not thinking at that moment. That does not mean that we have reached a state of pure consciousness. But we are feeling it at that moment. Thanks God. Maitreya answered, yes, great. That laughter which brings us to the moment. We are not worried about the past. We are not worried about the future. And we become here and now. That is beautiful. Anyone else? Okay. Everything in this universe is of three kinds. Everything. There is nothing in this universe that in this universe is not of three kinds. The laughter that we were talking about that is closest to pure consciousness is the laughter that is not at the expense of anyone. It is not from ignorance that we make fun of someone just for the sake of laughter. It is not from passion that we want to kind of put down someone so we can dominate them. It is from knowledge. In an environment that two people are not calculative, but they are friends. Indeed, that kind of laughter can only be found in the kingdom when the kingdom of heaven on earth comes and the people only relate to each other as friends. Not calculatively, as we have become at this time of human history. We have forgotten to be open and not always calculating in everything we do in our relationships, in our lives, in our conduct or friendships, or the things that we do. I have seen such a laugh between people in that village in Iran. That people laughed with such a joy that it seems they had no care in the world. The most beautiful laugh I have seen was from an old man who almost did not have any teeth at all. But he laughed with such joy that you had no choice but to laugh with him or just love him because he was so there in that moment. Another way to achieve that kind of laughter that is closest to pure consciousness is when you want to meditate but cannot. You just cannot meditate. You cannot concentrate. You cannot bring your mind to go through the process or to concentrate on the mantra. So just start laughing by yourself. It does not have to be with anyone else or at anyone else, but a laugh that is just personal, repetitive, and for a long time. About 5 or 10 minutes of laughing like that, you have no choice but to become happy. If you do that among other people, in front of other people, they might start after a while laughing with you, and you will affect them as you laugh. Actually, the first time I saw and realized how it can affect other people, and it is contagious, was when someone brought a video to one of our yoga classes in Mississippi State University. And for around 15 minutes, that yogi who was on the tape did nothing but laugh. After 5 minutes, the whole class started laughing with him. They did not have any choice. Everyone became very joyous and happy. The way he laughed and did not care about the world, and he was right there in that moment, you could see that he really did not have many problems to think about. But this world that we live in is becoming so calculative, full of problems, and unnatural that we have forgotten to create environments or relationships which are based on purity, oneness, and the love of God. Therefore, we have forgotten that kind of laugh. If you observe many people's lives, they laugh very little. They're very serious-faced with a sourpuss. Therefore, they cannot enjoy themselves because they are in trouble financially. They are in trouble physically. They are in trouble mentally, and they are in trouble spiritually. They are in trouble in their relationships. They are just in trouble because each person or a small group of people want to make it by themselves. Therefore, their lives become harder and harder, and eventually they reach the point that they wake up in the morning, run to work, come back home, find something to eat, do a couple of things, go to bed, and the next day, the same thing. The true life, the most natural life, is in the environment that you can provide for yourself, your family, and the community from your immediate environment, naturally, with the way that it gives you joy to go to work because you love the things you do. You do not do it because you have to. You will work with the people who are also natural and loving, not calculative, and with a lot of problems. Therefore, your relationships become in a deeper level, full of laughter and joy. The kind of laughter and joy, that kind of laughter and joy, is one of the results of the communities of light and the kingdom of God on earth. You cannot have that kind of relationship because you have forgotten. Little by little, we have become more comfortable. We have more material things. We have a lot of things that our grandparents and many of the people before us could not even imagine having. But at the same time, whenever we gain something, we cut ourselves off from the natural more and more, and we reach a point where we are disconnected from the essence. Therefore, we no longer can laugh or even listen to the nature which laughs. This is the laugh we are talking about. We are talking about a joyous laugh, an uncalculated laugh, for the sake of being with each other, loving one another in the deepest level possible, without any calculations or desires, but because you are friends and you love one another. That is very hard to find in this state that we are in, but it is coming. The kingdom is coming. The coming of the time that humanity eventually will realize that they have to share. We are not against the technology. We are not against the comforts of life. But at the same time, realize that if you do not share, it affects you more than anyone else. Of course, sharing does not mean I do not have anything and you share everything you have with me. You have to put effort. You have to put your ability into the relationship and create an environment where everyone is comfortable. But learn to share. Find the people who also want to share and then share with each other. Then you become friends with one another. Then when you joke and laugh and have deeper relationships with each other, you're not afraid that, oh, what is the angle of this person who is becoming close to me? Does he want something from me? Is he trying to take my money, my possessions, my material things? Or does he want to tell me what to do or dominate me? Whatever the reasons, people are afraid of each other these days, and they are not completely open to one another. Will vanish because after a while you trust each other and you can relax, joke, be funny, and have fun with each other and laugh and become close to pure consciousness. So when we talk about these things, sometimes it is not possible to do it in the environment that we have, but in the future when the kingdom comes, we can. I have seen that laugh. I have seen that yogi who laughs for 15 minutes and we started laughing with him. It is contagious. It is meditative. It is to be here and now. But if you have laugh at someone else to put them down, if you laugh in a way that nothing is funny about the situation, then people wonder why you do that. Even in laughing, there is wisdom. Time, place, and people involved. Therefore, your answer is yes, there is laughter from knowledge. There is laughter from passion and from ignorance. Even laughing depends upon the time, place, and people. I hope that answered your question. If you have a follow-up, Tahara, go ahead. Okay, if there is no follow-up, we will go to the next question. And I'll turn the mic back to the room for the next reader.